Something tragic is happening, and it happened at my job, and unfortunately, there will be no crazy, I think it's not going to be a podcast today. It's the 40th episode. I think I'm going to let some bozo mess up my day, mess up this day for us. It's the 40th episode. Let's go. On this episode, we're talking about a lot of stuff. Anything, everything. All about, I don't know what I'm saying. I got caught up. Let me get my thoughts. This is the 40th episode. It's a long episode. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Let's get to it. Enjoy it. We're back. It's episode 40. 40. Reason that age 40 years old. It's quite the where I'm thinking for this. It's quite the analogy of this episode. Well, today's a good day, bad day. Wasn't even going to record a podcast because I feel like shit. headache, having diarrhea. I guess I can name this episode the diarrhea episode. But we're not going to do that. This is another name of the episode. I said, fuck it. I'm going to record. No excuses. It's no excuses 2020. It's no excuses. No excuses for why I shouldn't put out content. Speaking of content, I just released a collab with the fellow creator Takatis. We have a album on Bandcamp. It was an EP. It's 7 songs. It's different versions. My version is a different track list. They are the same song, but it's just my gosh, what do you call it? What's the word I'm thinking of? It's the track list. It's in different orders, basically what I'm saying. You got his version of the album you can listen to in a different way. Mine's a different way. Both pretty cool. You can listen to which version you like. I don't know, best. It's kind of like a versus thing. Even though we both worked on the collab together. He's saying he liked his version, my version better. I like his version better, so there you go. It's a good project. It's getting good feedback. So hopefully this turn into maybe a side project from us or something, I don't know. Let's see. I can't even make music right now because my laptop is crashed. Ableton is crashed. So right now I'm kind of on hiatus of making music. So if you want to listen to my music, you can go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp. Just listen to tons of music on there for you to listen to for me. I'm mad, really mad. You know why I'm mad? I'm gonna tell you guys why I'm mad. So I've been eating noodles, particularly the shin bowls. Come in a red package, you know the ones, spicy kind, very good. I ordered a 12-pack on Amazon a couple days ago. So I get the package, open it up, put it in the kitchen, whatever, until I, had the craving for one of these noodle bowls. And yesterday, I have a craving for one of the noodle bowls. So I go open one of the noodle bowls up, take the little cardboard thing off, then you have to open up the bowl. Try to open up the bowl. Well, bowl's already open. Like, damn, man. Maybe this is, just one of these is messed up. So I just grab another one, open that up. So I don't eat anything that's open, you know. Go grab another one. That one's open. Fuck, what the fuck, man? This is could not be happening. So I'm gonna just go ahead and grab another one. Grab another one. That one's open. I'm like, fuck, this can't. Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me. I grab another one. That one's open. All these fucking noodles, bowls are open. Every last one of them. So of course, I can try to see, I go on Amazon, see if I get a refund back for these fucking things. Can't get a refund back, or you can't exchange them, or you can't get some more. So I'm just out of how much I spent on these things. That's why I'm pissed. Because a person that's not rich or making a lot of money, those things come in handy. So I'm out of some money. I'm out of some bread, and I don't have any noodles. When I realized I didn't get that from the same seller, so gotta be careful when you buy stuff on Amazon. Whoever's selling you the product, they might be janky. Or not careful with handling of the packaging. So that was my mistake. I messed up my end. And live and you learn. All right. What we talk about music, we talked about talked about me, my ranting about noodle bowls. That's the name of this episode, the noodle bowl episode. I don't know. Got a lot of things going on in the world, especially in the United States. Mass shootings, protesting, police shootings still. Lost for words. What's going on right now? Got Jacob Blake. He got shot in the back 7 times. I was doing an injury in his car. And in Wisconsin, it's crazy. You had a white supremacist guy shoot. He killed 2 people the other day, and they finally charged him like a day later after it happened. And they're saying he in cahoots with the cops. I don't know how true that is, but either or, it's messed up. I don't know if that guy was trying to protect the businesses, which is understandable. But or you just wanted to shoot black people, I don't know. It's up in the air. It's kind of kooky, I don't know. And I can understand that people that want to protest against the police. I also understand that protests will protect small businesses in their community, which is understandable too. What I don't understand is why we can't sit down and talk about this stuff, because it's definitely some disconnect. It's not connecting. And we ain't getting nowhere with all this violence going on. So, that's my take on that. I don't know. I just wish we can sit down as adults, have understanding with the gun owners, the protesters. Y'all need to just sit down, talk this out peacefully. Because I know some people are going to think that this, we've already done that. I don't think we've done that on the level that things are escalating to now. We haven't really talked to cops. I'm just saying, I don't know. Have cops talked to the protesters? Like something happens, somebody has a shooting, bam, we gotta be out in the streets, we gotta protest. There's nothing wrong with that. But bam, the cops gotta be out there, we gotta start the protesting. I don't know, man, it's just crazy. I was saying we need to have a sit down with the community leaders and the protesters, not celebrities who are on Twitter tweeting about whatever, Sean King, all that shit, man. Just need the normal people in the neighborhoods to work this out between themselves. It's sad. There's no way a person should get shot in the back 7 times for going in his fucking car. I just seen a video about a couple days ago with a white dude. He was getting stopped by the police. He's walking back and forth, running away from the cops, running in the cop face. Cop ain't do nothing. Tase him. It's sad. When it's gonna end, I don't know. Moving along. Trying to start a consulting company. And something I wanted to do a long time ago. I'm going to walk around companies. More likely it's going to be restaurants, because small businesses that's suffering. See if I can help them maneuver, scale their company to make more money. I think I'm kind of good at that. And relationships mental health. know, I know I'm good at solving problems. Stuff on my own, but so I wanna see what I can do with this. It's kind of a side hustle for me thing. But I need some bread bad. So I'm still trying to do this real estate. I need to. My credit is not where it's supposed to be, so I'm trying to get that to the point where I can buy my first property. These are the steps I need to take to acquire those things, so. So maybe this is a good time for me to take a break on making music right now. Just focus on those things. Okay. I really don't know. What else do I want to say? What else is on my mind? You guys have to bear with me, man. Man, I could have took some Adderall and just spewed out a lot of fake thoughts that's not even real, and just said whatever's on my mind. Make you guys believe that this is my actual thoughts. But we're not gonna do that. This time, no. Maybe in future episodes. Have a Adderall episode where I'm just spewing a lot of nonsense. Sound like I'm on coke or something. Almost close to that time, September 1st, the Joe Rogan podcast goes to Spotify exclusively. Luckily for that, that's the only reason I would be keeping Spotify, because the Joe Budden podcast is leaving Spotify in, I think, September the 23rd, last episode. Yeah, I listened to the episode when he was talking about Spotify. It's pretty messed up how they did Joe Budden. And from what it looked like, it seemed like his podcast was recouping all the mistakes that they've been making by purchasing all these other podcasts. It's not doing as well as his podcast, which is really, really bizarre. Why not give his podcast the $200 million? Giving him the money that they deserve to stay with them. But I'm starting to see that what he was saying to stand with one company is not it's not the move. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he's going to go to title. I'm definitely not purchasing title for specific reasons. One of those reasons because they don't tell you the data, the data analytics for streaming podcasts. And I think you should probably go to Twitch or something. It's my opinion. It's definitely an outlet for streaming on Twitch. And especially with the real time thing they have on there, you can just stream whatever you're doing, get some type of revenue by just doing that. You don't have to go to YouTube, even though he probably could benefit going there. But enough talking about what his journey is. Let's talk about my journey in podcasting. This is a 40 episode. I never thought I would do a podcast, let alone make it this long, because I would have been stopped. Known a lot of people who point this out. I know people that my so-called friends, ever since I started this podcast, has kind of distanced themselves away from me. And what do I have to say to them? Or say to that action? Fuck them, you know? Family members included, I don't know. Because this is for me, not for you. You have your thing, whatever you do, this is for you. And I'll support it either way, you know? A lot of people said they don't know why I'm doing the podcast because nobody's listening to this podcast. Even though I've been getting, like, the listens have been going up every week. And my podcast gets listened to the most. Most of my podcast gets listened to on Apple Music, which has come by my surprise. I haven't known that until me looking into my analytics for my streaming. So I had to switch up and maybe had to go to Apple Music with this podcast. I thought it was Spotify, but it's not. It's Apple Music. So a lot of people who have iPhones listen to this podcast. And, the podcast listens has been going up for me. I mean, it's only a matter of time you do something or you commit to something, take action, things will fall into place. I'm not saying I'm going to have the biggest podcast in the world one day, but this is going to be definitely opening up a lot of doors for me in the future. That's what I'm saying. So, I'll leave you guys with that, and See you guys next week. It's almost 30 minutes on this. I did good. I'm getting more comfortable just talking, being myself. So, yep. See you guys next week. It's the Lonely Boy Podcast. It's your host, Kid Rainbows, and we're out. You guys, no matter what's going on in the world right now, just stay true to yourself. That's all I can tell you. That's all I want to say. That's my dog in the background. There's fleas in my bed. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I'm not in these podcasts. That's like a some kind of. But I got my saying hit the music part and it goes to the music, but have some kind of slogan, something, I don't know. Yeah. Today's Wednesday, so it's probably coming out Friday. Speaking of Wednesday, I need to find me a Wild Crush Wednesday. Do we still do those? People still do Wild Crush Wednesday? Have a particular person in mind? That's for another episode. Talking to people in their DMs. Very interesting, spicy stuff. Well, when you're trying to shoot your shot at a particular person as you're talking to on Instagram or Twitter, I have not benefited in that category, but talking to women, it's healthy just to see that you can talk to people and make them laugh. Making a woman laugh is putting a smile on somebody's face. It's one of the things that I like doing. Not asking a woman out or something like that. It's not the main goal. I do want to have more women friends, per se, or allies. That was one of my goals for this podcast, was to have a co-host that was a woman. So we could get different perspectives on politics or dating or anything, music. She can help me learn things about women. I like to have her learn things about horror movies or whatever I'm an expert in. Yeah, as far as my love life goes, it's in the dumps. I have a crush on this one particular person. I don't know how to, not ask her out, but just ask her for a phone number or ask her, is she in the relationship? That part is always troubling for me. it's never troubling for me to ask a stripper for a phone number through the drive-thru at my job. I guess I'll leave you guys with that. That's very easy. Yeah. Kind of. Definitely, lonely in this quarantine. So, because it's time for me to find me a girlfriend. What is date? Dating that hurts nobody. Let's see what's out there. I wouldn't even mind having a long distance relationship at this point. Yeah. Bad has gotten. So I feel like I'm all touched with reality. Shadow, be quiet. There's nobody, but next door neighbors. They're actually moving to, I think they moved to DeSoto, Missouri. I don't even know what that is. Excuse me. Well, today is my off day, which is insane. I'm never off on a Wednesday. I don't know what I'm finna do. I have no idea. Maybe catch up on episodes of May I Destroy You, and I wanna watch this movie, Random Acts of Violence, on Shudder. I always say this on my off days, I'm gonna do this, but I always end up falling asleep or watching YouTube or something. And it never quite pans out for me. So, focus on that. Hopefully my headache and diarrhea goes away by the time go to bed. Basically, my sleep is really, really bad now. My work overnight is just really messing me up because I'm a morning person. I like to get up. My day started early, end my day early, and staying up all night especially turned me into a vampire. I want your blood. I want to suck all your blood up. I don't know what kind of analogy I was gonna go with that, but it didn't land. The joke didn't land. My sleep is very horrible. No, I'm gonna have to see a doctor for my sleep. I got the Obamacare insurance. And now I have that thing called Teladoc where you see a doctor right then and there. But you gotta be covered and you got to pay out of pocket. So, I mean, it's worth it, but you don't think I'm gonna have to see a sleep specialist. I don't know what kind of doctor that is. Because I want to sleep at least 8 hours. Six the max, the most. Give me 6 hours of sleep I'll be fine. Not two here, not three here, 6 hours straight. I like to get up and feel well rested, and that's how I want to start my day off. So, also, my routine comes into play. I'm gonna have to change that up some kind of way. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. We'll see. Okay. What else I want to talk about? I guess it's just a bonus. Giving you guys bonus content. Yeah, I mean, this is 40 episode. You might as well, I don't know, just talk. You guys, ear off. Like I'm drunk or something. Yeah, I had a guy fall asleep in the drive-thru the other night, and he didn't even reach the window. He just had to go outside and bang on his window to wake him up. And I've had this happen so many times. One time I had to call the cops just to get this person out of the drive-thru because he was holding up the line. It's amazing what you see at overnight shift. Had a lady come in last night. She didn't have a mask on. She just came in, she ordered a shake or something. And she had to tell her to go on, get in line and drive through. She got mad, Karen, and these people at nighttime, or I don't know what's wrong with these people. I mean, I know they're like half of them are drunk or high, whatever. Man, the ego, the arrogance these people have. How they talk to you. Half the time, I'm answering, they're taking the order. I can't even answer. They just, hey, I'm just supposed to take the order automatically. Let alone, it's only me and one other person working. This is why I want to quit that job, because it's too much work we do at night and too much cleaning. And the other shifts don't clean up for you. Do shit. I'm just like, man, it's getting out of hand. I don't think fast food restaurants are going to be around long, give it. Especially the ones that open 24 hours. Give it like 5 years maximum. They don't change the rules or the structure the way the restaurants ran. But that particular restaurant I'm working at, they're gonna go out of business. Because people, what's that saying? I'm trying to think of a saying. Oh, yeah, multitasking. When you multitask, there's gonna be room for errors and mistakes. Restaurants I work at, I do too much multitasking, so it's gonna be mistakes all fucking night. Or this is what restaurants don't understand. They're working on the same old system the way they have it. Get the food out fast. And that's it. So I'm trying to do all this other stuff, clean, do my manager duties, make the food, take the orders. There's gonna be room for error. then you don't have the other shift. They don't do that stuff, so you gotta try to find a way to make time for that. And it's definitely a time thing going into this type of work, because you gotta keep taking orders. You don't get a break. And only time you get a break is when you, I think, updates at the end of the shift. And usually with this job, you only have like 1 hour to clean. So you have to clean up all the stuff the other shift didn't do, and all the stuff that you messed up on top of that. And there you have it. This is a whole fucking ecosystem of a mess. And it's just, it's too much time consuming. So who wants to keep doing that all the time, every day? So yeah, pretty much if they don't give me more money, I'm gonna be out. At least give me more help, or I'm saying they don't want to help pay people to do this job. Why'd you hire robots or something? I don't know. I am done talking about that. Yeah, but I'm about to say deuces to that real soon. As soon as I get a side hustle going, I'm out. Who wants to keep putting up with this every day? Like, nothing changes. We have all these meetings, people say the same stuff, nothing changes. Nobody gets held accountable for not doing their job. I get like 1,000 customer complaints because I'm stressing myself out trying to pick up the slack for other people that I don't do shit. And it's just, I don't know. Not saying this, per se, saying this is the boss's fault, but you gotta, I don't know. Create some kind of system, a new system, to make this thing work. And they haven't done that, so. The thing you can think of is add things to the menu. That's not gonna help. Especially if you have an oversupply of food, that's a signal that probably you won't be in business for much longer. Yeah. You're spending money on probably a lot of food that's not even selling, making money. So instead of that, you want to cut people hours and blame it on employees. I don't know. Excuse me. Taking a water break. Drinking the EVM water made from what they say, the French Alps. I don't know what the hell. make this water. It's very good. Spring water. I tend to order a case of these every other week. Well, not this brand, but this is the brand I've been ordering lately. I don't know who has the best spring water, but this is a top contender for me. And the Icelandic water, spring water. Yep. I guess that's my rant for the week. It's almost 50 minutes. I was gonna try to record to like 40 minutes because it's a 40 episode, but okay. So this episode will be like almost, with the music included, probably, and the ads, maybe be 2 hours. We'll see. Okay. I think that this is all I want to talk about. Yeah. It's like the other day I posted my undergraduate degree certificate online. People were congratulating me. But the main purpose why I did that because I still haven't found a job in that field. With this piece of paper that I contained by going to school. Should be working at the same place I'm working at now with that paper. But I don't know who to say that one day I will find a job in that field. Sometimes you just get discouraged. Like, what am I doing all this stuff for? And you get no results. I always listen to my mentors, they tell you. Just keep doing what you're doing, no matter what. How much you fail, just keep doing what you're doing. And that's what I've been doing, so. Maybe something will come my way. We'll see. Be at 50 minutes. Wow. That only seemed like 50 minutes I've been talking. I didn't watch the DC convention or the RNC convention. This is all bullshit. Got two sucky candidates. I care for 9-1 of them. I don't know who I'm voting for, so I don't know. No matter how much they tell me to vote for Joe Biden, I still don't know if I'm going to vote for Joe Biden or anybody. And same goes for Trump. I don't know. Yeah. Slowly, man. After this, the next day. Podcast. The first part of the podcast yesterday ended up abruptly because I came in the house, so I had to stop recording and record the rest of it now. I mean, I gave you long content anyway. The first part is like 50 minutes, so I figure. Let's record some more. Missed the 40th episode, so let's give it a shot. Actually, a lot has transpired since yesterday. I guess the NBA season is over with because people are tired of getting shot, which is me personally, I'm tired of everything. I'm tired of all of it. Negative stuff on social media. Regular mainstream media. It's none but all this negative energy is just doing them benefiting people that always have a job when shit hits the fan. People you look on TV for your news. They will always have a job. People on social media, whoever has some type of brand, no matter if it's right, wrong, liberal, all right, they always have a job. People mean like you, we suffer. I do think like a lot of NBA players spoke on how they felt, which I agree with. I also think that they should use their platform to come up with some kind of solution to just to bring everybody together. I'm not talking about the racist people, but people, reasonable people. I mean, reasonable white people, you know, they disagree with your views. I'm trying to see if I misspoke what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I think it's time to address all these issues once and for all, because it's only going to get worse. Coming from both sides, so whatever side you're on, I don't know, it's going to get worse. So I think it's time to readdress that. just racism in America. And a lot of people think there's no racism, but you probably don't think racism because you maybe stayed in a gated community. Everything is great for you. You're not in the midst of, middle America or in low income neighborhoods. They say, you know, you can't just say that shit. Like, it's racism. It's on social media every day. You cannot say that's just a dumb statement to make. But yeah, I think it's time we address these problems. I don't care about fucking the election, the DNC, RNC convention. There's too much stuff going on. Even if Biden wins, or Trump wins on re-election, then what? What the fuck? Shit still fucked up. That's like the one thing I can. This new generation, they really are stepping up and addressing all these issues. And because we don't want this to continue with the next generation. The next generation, this has to end. It's all about. Skin color, it's insane. So yeah, man, that's pretty much my take on what's going on right now. Some wicked foul things going on. This people just so, I don't know, everybody's caught on their own shit, but man, you need to wake up. Everybody's watching America. Just sinking deeper and deeper in this hole. Or racism, because we can't address it or fix it. I don't know, man. Yep. Just watching this Netflix show called $1 Million Beach House. It's about a real estate company. It's young, up and coming real estate agents selling real estate in the Hamptons. Just to point out, they have this black guy on here. He's kind of, I would say bougie, but kind of got an ego thing. I don't know. Of course, he's like involved in all these problems. During the show, he's like kind of the troublemaker. That's why I don't really watch reality shows, because it's so like fake and orchestrated and shit. if you found something racist or not right, everything you watch now. That's not the trash, that's the recycling. People coming up to pick up the trash. What was I saying? My point was, Black people, we have exceeded many, many limitations of whatever's being successful for us. Whatever, going to college, real estate, whatever, sports. What you have not exceeded is being accepted in this country as being Black, no matter what we do. It was messed up because wait till this trash people go by. Not being accepted. I was looking on Twitter, they're telling LeBron to move to China. This sucks. This really sucks. That's what I'm saying. I just was like, people that are white, I wish that white people would wake up the next day, they all be Black. And they can see the stuff we go through every day. It's not simple, just to decide whatever you guys are preaching or spewing. It's not simple. You haven't walked to live in our shoes. You may have been, you came from a poor family, you probably did things right, but you never probably got that's what I'm looking for. You probably not got racial profiled by a police officer or whatever, law enforcement or whoever. Just don't know how hard it is. I mean, everybody around you is just pretty much in the same boat you are in. And they go down a dark path and you can't save them because it's too late. Now you just, people don't understand. I mean, white America, they don't understand. They don't. It's not easy, man. It's hard to trust people, especially your own community backstabs you or does something hateful towards you. You don't know. I'll just leave you guys with that. In this podcast, with something positive. I think I kind of wish I was born in this generation, because I kind of understand that way of thinking more than the past generation. It seems don't get it. I understand. So yeah, I think we definitely need to address these issues now. The same, so I mean, people can't get mad. We burn down communities or businesses because guys are not trying to come together. You just keep saying the same shit over and over. We're burning down, looting. That's it. You're not saying enough. Not coming up with solutions either. So, what the fuck? Right. Gotta take care. 40 episodes in. Doing a podcast by myself. I hope someone listens to this and it helps them in some kind of way. And not if I try my best to keep doing it. So, see you guys again next week. All right, peace. Hit the music.